From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The terror attack in New York Tuesday afternoon quickly became a political issue after President Trump on Wednesday blamed a visa program that he said let the suspect into the country. He also called the U.S. justice system a joke for moving too slowly. The president said he wants to work with Congress to abolish the immigration lottery under which the suspect in the terror attack entered the United States. Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. At least 8 people were killed and 11 others injured. It's now being called the deadliest terror attack in the city since the September 11, 2001 attacks. Among those killed were 5 Argentine citizens and a Belgian. Police have now begun to question the driver of the rented pickup truck. That truck mowed down people on a busy bike path Tuesday afternoon. They're trying to learn the motive of the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant. He was shot in the abdomen by a New York policeman. He's now out of surgery and recovering in the hospital. The United States is reported to be pursuing direct diplomacy between the scenes with behind the scenes, that is, with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Trump and the North Koreans. In an exclusive story published on Wednesday, the Reuters news agency said it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the UN special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking to North Korean diplomats stationed at the UN mission in New York. This is VOA News. U.S. senators questioned the top lawyers for Facebook, Google, and Twitter during a hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. They accused the companies of negligence for allowing themselves to be vehicles for fake news, especially during the 2016 presidential election. Republican Richard Burr from North Carolina is the chairman of the committee.
Does it trouble you that it took this committee to get you to look at the authentic nature of the users and the content?
Democrat Mark Warner from Virginia is the senior Democrat on the committee.
First of all, I hear all your words, but I have more than a little bit of frustration that many of us on this committee have been raising this issue since the beginning of this year. And our claims were frankly blown off by the leaderships of your companies, dismissed, said there's no possibility, nothing like this happening, nothing to see here.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google have acknowledged that entities traced to Russia used phony accounts and other tactics to spread inflammatory messages and fake advertising that reached millions of Americans in 2015. And recent developments in corruption cases against South African President Jacob Zuma make it increasingly possible his party will ask him to step down before the end of his term. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The many twists and turns in the ongoing, seemingly never-ending corruption scandals plaguing President Jacob Zuma are too long and complicated to summarize, says David Lewis, executive director of Corruption Watch. Highlights include a recent court ruling that 783 charges of corruption against Zuma, once dismissed by prosecutors, can be reinstated. He's also accused of allowing a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, to choose ministers and otherwise wield extraordinary influence in his government. Lewis, who heads South Africa-based monitoring group, says he is concerned about where this saga has left the country after 8 years under Zuma.
One of the most critical impact of the whole saga, the whole state capture saga, is the extent to which key institutions have been damaged and the extent to which people loyal to the president and have been appointed to head critical state institutions from the National Prosecuting Authority to major state-owned enterprises to South African Revenue Services to many of the police agencies.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.